This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So can you tell us why you're on strike here today?
Not because we want to be, but because we have to be. We've fought for a few weeks now for fair wages, benefits. A bunch of other homes have settled with the full contract. We're fighting for scraps at this point. All we want is a little respect and appreciation. We sat down yesterday hoping to get somewhere and settle it so we didn't have to go this far. And unfortunately, they don't want to budge. And they didn't even have the guts to come back in the room. They sent mediators back in the room to talk with us. Sue Griggs has been with the company for as long as I can remember. She's now the CEO, and she said nothing during our negotiations yesterday. They're not willing to budge. They don't want to help us with childcare. They don't want to help with health benefits, increase wages to deal with the economy changes and what's out there. They're not willing to do anything. So unfortunately, we have to be here to get what we need to take care of these residents the right way. We need more staff in here, and without the proper wages, you're not going to get anybody in here.
So despite the fact that yesterday there was original talk that 11 nursing homes were going to go on strike and now it's only 5 today, do you feel any sort of optimism that something can get done over the course of these next 7 days that you guys are participating in the strike?
We hoped so. We hoped for it to end yesterday, but right now they haven't offered to meet with us as yet again, and they haven't offered any changes.
On a press release we got last night, they were talking a little bit about how the McGuire Group is keeping people from seeing their families inside of the facilities. Can you talk a little bit about that?
We have two employees at Northgate presently who are also on strike right now. And they were told that they go daily when they work there to take care of their loved ones. They were told that they were not allowed in the facility. We touched on that yesterday also to try and get somewhere. And they wouldn't budge with that either. And I mean, their families depend on them. They're there daily taking care of them. They just wanted to go in and visit for a little bit. So we're hoping that they make some changes with that, but as of right now, they're not.
What do you make of the crowd that's out here so far? I know it's relatively early.
It's early in the morning, but I feel that we're strong. We're sticking together, and I hope that we are able to show them we mean what we say, and we're going to do what we have to do to stay strong and get what we need.
At this point, what is the biggest hold up in terms of the contract? Is there anything one in particular? I know that staffing was a huge issue and a talking point.
Staffing. So it all has to do with the wages. We have to get better wages for even employees to come in here. I mean, you have your service department at near minimum wage. I mean, you have to get the wages up there so that we can get staff in here to take care of the patients here. They're our family. Like I said, I've been here 29 years. We're here for them. We can't do our jobs properly without the amount of equipment and staff to do the job.
Got anything else?
Anything else you want to add?
We're just hoping that we can get something fair on the table and that we can settle this. But until we do, we're going to stay strong and show them that we mean business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.